Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. This is Josh.
And I'm Erica.
And I love coffee.
With a splash of crime.
Hello. Welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by... No, I'm just kidding. Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm... Do you really want to know? I'm fucking great.
I know.
I'm ecstatic. I am so good, I could jump for joy. I did something wild this past week. I'm just going to announce it. I can't control myself. I got a brand new car. I got a used car, but it's brand new to me.
Yes.
I got... My previous car was the limb of its life. She was rough.
That's putting it nicely. That's
putting it... She was rough. She... The AC didn't work. The traction didn't work. The high beams didn't work. It
wouldn't pass smog.
It wouldn't pass smog. It was crashed.
Twice.
No, I only crashed it once.
Oh, you only crashed
it. But that wasn't my fault.
Right.
Because I was traveling for work and somebody was really stupid and ran directly into the side of my car going 5 miles an hour. And it was a big ass truck. And I used to drive a Scion XB. First of all, those things are built like shit. Toyota. What the fuck?
Right.
You'd expect it to be a Toyota. It had a 1-star safety rating.
Yeah, because they say that in a crash, it just crushes like it can.
Yes. So I went ahead and decided I was going to be wild, and I got a 2018 Jeep Cherokee. I joined at the Jeep Club. Erica loves it.
A Jeep Compass?
Oh, shit. I don't know what kind of car I drive. I'm sorry. It's still new. A Jeep Compass. A 2018 Jeep Compass. And it's so cute.
It's really cute. And the AC is so good.
Oh, it's so cold.
And the back AC for my little boy is so good.
I know.
It's like perfect for summer.
And it has a 5-star safety rating. We love when the cars are safe.
Yes.
And it can go up hills.
It can go up hills.
So fuck yeah. Sorry. I got really distracted and I got really excited and I'm super happy about it. And I purchased my car from Carvana. A lot of people have mixed reactions to Carvana, but they made it so easy and so convenient to purchase my car, look online. And the best part about it is I didn't have to talk to anyone.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored yet. Get rid of my loan. Just kidding. But seriously, if you want to.
That's so funny.
I know it sounded like I was running an ad, but I really wasn't. I guess we're going to jump into it because I have a long case for you today. And first things first, I want to ask, Erica, what are you drinking?
So today I have my Starbies. It is a venti iced white mocha with no whip. Went back to the basics.
Basic bitch.
It's so good. But I tried our mom's coffee today, which it's like something I would never order. And I actually loved it. So next time, that's what I'm getting.
Really? You've decided?
I loved it.
Okay, I see you.
But what was it?
White chocolate macadamia cold brew.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I know macadamia is very big in Hawaii.
Yes.
So they carry macadamia in Hawaii, like all year.
That makes sense.
But over here, it's a summer seasonal drink, which is really exciting. So I got myself a ice shaken espresso and I got macadamia cold foam.
Bomb.
Because I am obsessed with it.
Local place by our house called Rabbit and Bean, and Josh and I tried it for the first time a couple months ago, and they have a Big Island latte, which is coconut, and I think it has macadamia nut too, right?
No, it's coconut and white chocolate.
Oh, it's just coconut and white chocolate, but it is so fucking, it's like my favorite, but the only thing, they don't have large coffees, they just have one size, and I want to take my big old cup.
Like the 7-Eleven bring your own cup day.
Bring your own cup day. I want to bring I don't know.
You know, it's crazy because I'm not crazy about coconut. Well, then again, hold on. I'm going to shut the fuck up because that's wrong. I personally am not crazy about coconut, but I don't like shitty coconut. So Starbucks coconut milk, I don't like it. It has a lot of sugar in it, and working out, they say coconut's really good for you because I don't know if you know this, but coconut has a lot of potassium in it. Yes. So they were like, oh, you should drink the coconut milk. Somebody had recommended that to me. And I looked at the back of the ingredients. And you know how they say the higher the list, the more of it is in it? If it's like first listed, then there's more of that content inside of the... Anyway, I look and coconut's like the 8th thing on there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what the fuck? It was like coconut. They just fucking, they made water with sugar and then they just stuck the coconut whole and just
poured it through.
No, put it together. And they're like, that's it. That's all the coconut. It's been in the presence of a coconut.
I never felt like I was big on coconut, honestly, like my whole life until I tried the Trader Joe's coconut creamer.
Yes.
And I was like, that shit is so bomb in my coffee. And that was the first time I had it in my coffee. And then I started taking the little greens, the Bloom greens. And I started with berry because that was like the first flavor they sold at the store or and whatever.
I wasn't crazy about the berry.
I was not crazy, but I was kept buying them. And I was like, it's fine because I noticed that it really did take away bloating. And so I did that. And then I ended up switching to mango, which I loved. And then I just got the little sample, like the little packets where it's like separate packets. So you just...
Like the on-the-go ones, right? The
on-the-go ones. And it comes with berry, coconut, and mango, which I love. I hate the berries still.
Yeah.
But I still drink them because it came in the pack, whatever. I'm not going to waste it. But I'm fine with either the mango or the coconut. And now they just came out with a creamy coconut Dr. Pepper.
And yes.
I'm a Dr. Pepper bitch. And when my aunt came from Utah, she made me a... dirty soda or dirty Dr. Pepper, which is the coconut creamer or creamer and coconut flavoring. It like depends how you make it. And it was bomb, but I'm dying to find the creamy coconut Dr. Pepper. So I looked it up. It says they have it at CVS, but I haven't gone. It says it's at Target, but when I Google it at the top, it says Target. But then when I click on it, it's like not in stock or whatever.
It's very hard because we live in California.
Right.
So I feel like if we lived somewhere that was a little bit more rural, you would be able to find it. I feel like stores carry a lot more shit. Like, it's like super Targets. Like, that's their normal.
Right.
Or, like, super Walmarts and super centers. But for us, we just have, like, regular stores, regular size stores. So when we go there, when shit goes viral on TikTok, shit goes viral. You can't fucking find it. And it's so annoying. And, like, our aunt, she lives, almost said Wisconsin for some reason. I don't know where I live or anyone. I just only know I live in California. They live in Utah, and I feel like they always tell us, like, hey, this shit's trendy and it's at my store. And then we go to find it and it's non-existent. Or then we ask somebody. And that takes a lot of courage. As a bitch with social anxiety, I have to amp myself up. I'm like, you're going to ask the employee. You're going to ask the employee. You're going to ask somebody. There's an employee right there. You just have to walk up to him. You just have to do it.
I think that's a man thing. I think just not wanting to ask for stuff is a man thing.
No, because you are the same fucking way.
They literally make fun of it on Finding Nemo.
Really? Because your ass, every time we have to ask somebody at the store, you're like, Josh, will you go ask? Josh.
I'm still looking.
No, bitch, you're not looking.
I am.
Don't fucking play me.
It says they have it in orange. Oh, Fullerton or Belinda, but only one left.
Oh my God, let's call. I'd be like, can you put it on hold?
Three left in Santa Ana.
Let's go. It's just amping myself up, and then I ask somebody, and then I'm like, hi, do you have this? And then I have to, like, prep. I have to have a picture of it. I have to have
the number.
I have to have the picture, the item number, the SKU, the original, where it was manufactured, where it was shipped from, who the fucking creator. Like, I have to have all this information for the fucking employee because I don't want to make their job hard. And as somebody who used to work for a store, I know, like, when people would do... Anyway, it's just the anxiety. That's what it is. It's... not even a man thing. It's just anxiety. Because even if I order something at a fast food restaurant, I get a little anxious. Anyway, I'm on a tangent, apparently. I'm just... the coffee's hitting.
Yeah, and I'm halfway done with mine.
Or nor.
So I'm going to be...
or nor. All right. I'm just going to go into it. This case was actually recommended. It was by one of our followers. They actually sent it in. And I took the time to research it, and it was actually a very good case. I have never heard of it before. I don't know if you have.
I've never heard of it. She sent it, and she said that, what did she say? That somehow she was related.
Like by uncle by marriage or something?
It's something weird, yeah. Let's see, uncle by marriage, yeah.
I'm such a fucking smart bitch. Sorry. not to toot my own horn.
Then I became really curious. It's Josh's turn this week, so I was like, hey, Josh.
Did you have a lot of urge to not look it up?
I just peeked at it to see if it was, like, doable, which is more than doable.
It is. It's more than doable. I have a lot of notes and a lot of different resources.
First of all, dentists are scary. As soon as I saw the word dentist, I'm scared already. I'm shaking.
I believe dentists have the highest suicide rate, right?
They do.
Yeah.
Or that's what it used to be. I don't know if it still is.
Probably. Imagine being a dentist in COVID. Yes. All right. So I'm just going to jump into it. Today's case, I almost said brought to you by. I don't know why I'm in a news anchor. I feel like I'm...
brought to you by Josh.
Today's case is about the scariest person in the world, a dentist. Today's case is about a man named Glennon Edward Engelman. He was an American dentist, a contract killer, and a serial killer. He was also in the U.S. Army as a veteran, and he was a St. Louis dentist. He planned and carried out at least 5 murders in the course of over 30 years. Engelman was declared as a sociopath, once stating that his talent was to kill without remorse. He enjoyed planning and carrying out killings and disposing of the remains in order that it would gain him financial rewards. This is the story of Glennon Edward Engelman. So for me, I like to go into the early life of serial killers just because they're so interesting to me. But I'm going to just brief it because it's nothing really exciting happened, which is unfortunate. Not unfortunate, but in his early life, he was born February 6, 1927, which makes him an Aquarius.
I think so.
I could be wrong. He was born in St. Louis and he was the youngest of 4 children. He was raised in a middle-class family and lived in a nice home that his parents owned. Academically, he was an above-average student, but he didn't excel in any specific subject. So he was just good.
Just overall.
Yeah, overall. He graduated dentistry at Washington University in St. Louis in 1954, and he also previously served in the U.S. Army Air Corps. He was married twice, first to his wife, Edna Ruth, in 1958, and then to Carmen Miranda in 1968, with whom he had a son named David. His first wife, Edna Ruth, was... I'm going to go a little bit into a victim later, but I feel like this was important. She was never prosecuted for being an accomplice to her second husband, James Bullock, due to lack of evidence. His first known killing occurred in the collaboration with his ex-wife. His ex-wife, Ruth, married another man, raised his life insurance, and then Engelman killed him, both sharing the benefits.
He still got one.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seeing this new one not working out.
No.
Instead of leaving and going back, he's just like, but guess what? He does have this life insurance policy. They just go to their son's baseball game and they're on the side and they're just like, so how is it? Want to kill my husband? Crazy.
They're like, how is it? And he's, oh my God, this asshole won't take out the trash.
He's like, I've never been fond of that guy. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Imagine how much is life insurance. Don't be shy. A lot of his murders were financial gain. Just so we have an idea for overall general motive, it's a lot of it's money.
That makes sense. I'm not going to say I'd kill someone, but if I was...
Money's the way to go, honey.
Way to go.
Engelman would use his financial worth, sex, and charm to manipulate women that he was close to, ex-wives, lovers, and dental assistants, in helping him formulate and execute elaborate murder schemes. This led to one of his lovers, Barbara Boyle, being convicted as an accomplice and serving just under half a 50-year sentence. Another accomplice, Robert Handy, was also convicted and served time in prisons. Methods used to kill victims including shooting, bludgeoning, and sledgehammer and explosives.
So he never did it by himself?
He had some friends.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's crazy.
As of this, I believe he has 5 known victims he was sentenced for, but it's stating that he
probably had more.
Most likely had a lot more because he was a contract killer.
Yeah, that's just what he got caught for.
Yes, there's quite a couple. So in 1958, Engelman is suspected of the death of James Stanley Bullock. He was 27. He was a clerk at the Union Electric Company of Missouri and a part-time student. He was shot near the St. Louis Art Museum. Edna, his ex-wife, and James Bullock were married June 28, 1958, and had been married for 5.5 months on the date he was murdered. Edna was Engelman's ex-wife prior to her marriage with James. She collected a total of $64,000 in life insurance, so he was shot and killed. $64,000 in 1958 is equivalent to $676,000 as of 2023. It was different then. I was super curious about based on policies on how like policies for the years. Policies before were a lot easier to come by and almost every single job offered life insurance policy back then. From grocery store clerks to union reps to train workers, almost every single one actually had a pretty good insurance policy. And most of them, so the minimum that I seen, it was like a huge range, but the minimum that I seen started at $50,000 back then. And that was just normal.
Yeah.
I think because people weren't dying, but it seems like it's a lot more because as of 2023, the value of the dollar has dropped. Mm-hmm. So it changes. That's why I put all of the money into aspect of it because it makes the most sense. Because remember, you can buy a house for $100,000 back then.
Right.
Now a house is $1 million, 800,000, a million, 1.2 million. So that's why it varies. Yeah, so they got $676,000 as if they were to do it in 2023. That's how much money it would have been. And then in 1963, Engelman is suspected of a murder of someone named Eric Frey. He was a business associate of Engelman's Pacific Drag Strip. So he used to work at a drag strip just here and there. Wasn't anything crazy. He wasn't. I'm pretty sure he was a contracted person to fix electrical.
Race cars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love drag races.
It wasn't drag like... Wasn't RuPaul's Drag Race. You get murdered back then.
Wait, a drag strip? That's such a random job.
No, because he was an electric person. So I think they would just contract to...
Yeah. That's different. He did it all, huh?
Engelman struck Frey with a rock, pushed him down a well, and used dynamite to blow him up afterward. And then he divided the life insurance with his widow.
Damn, that's a crazy...
way to kill someone.
Throw him in a well and then dynamite?
Yeah. Well, I think he did it to get rid of the body. Like,
I wonder if that would even work. No. Oh, well, I don't know. I think it's like Snow White well.
I don't fucking know. I don't
know. The dynamite inside, but wouldn't the body part still be down there? They would just be...
contaminating the water?
Mushy. Like explosion.
I don't think anyone's checking the bottom of wells, especially in 1963. I don't know anything. I don't even know how wells work. Where does the water come from? The rain?
Yeah, Do you drink
rainwater?
No. I wonder if it goes in the well. No, because it's dug. I think it just comes from the ground, which is rainwater.
So you're drinking dirty water?
I wonder if you drop in a little
tab. Girl, they did not have that back then.
Like
little chlorine tab?
Little chlorine, yeah. Like a little.
They're just like purified.
What do you put in water filters? Charcoal? You just drop a little charcoal.
I don't think they did that.
Like a little
bit. Or did they drink well water?
I don't know. I think so. Why do we not know this?
I don't know wells.
Can you look it up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was right. Basically, it's so deep that it reaches groundwater from an aquifer, a layer of water-bearing rock and sediment far below the surface. So it comes from the ground, basically. And it's the well's water supply, and it's brought up to homes by using a pump or a bucket. And it's kept clean by virtue of being physically filtered by hundreds of feet of earth. The water stored in underground aquifers is cleaner than surface water supplies, but that doesn't mean that it's immune to bacterial contamination or pollutants.
Wouldn't it, like, have mold because it's, like, cold? Is this why everybody died back then?
That fucking sounds like it.
That sounds dumb. Mold likes cold, dark places. Guess what a well is? What, cold, dark places. Like, oh, I wonder if it's like spring water, like a lot of rocks.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Clearly, we don't fucking know how the world works at all. We're dumb.
Very interesting.
I won't be drinking well water.
Very interesting. Maybe you just found a well that wasn't being used anymore. Okay.
I don't know. Shit's different in Missouri.
Different.
And then in 1976... Peter J. Helm was shot in Pacific, Missouri, and his wife, Carmen Miranda Helm, a formal dental assistant trainee who had worked for Engelman and known him since childhood, ordered a hit to collect a $60,000 life insurance policy, which is equivalent to $321,000 in 2023.
Imagine the dental assistant. You're just like someone's asleep, you're pulling out their wisdom teeth, and you're just like, hey, so my husband has a policy. Oh, I know how to get it for you. How does that conversation come up?
I think it's more of you coming to work on Monday, and she's like, my husband's such a fucking idiot.
He beat my ass. I have a black eye.
No, not even that. Not even that. Women kill for strange reasons.
And he's just, oh, does he have a policy? And she's such a weird thing to ask. Yes, he does.
No. She's a dental assistant. So then what happens is Monday morning, she comes in and she's like, my husband's such a fucking idiot. He just argues with me all day. Tuesday comes around. All right.
After work. They were boning.
Maybe.
He was like, leave your husband. She's like, I can't afford it.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, let me teach you a little trick.
Yeah.
Like, how much do you hate him on a level of 1 to 10?
$321,000 worth of item. Engelman was eventually convicted of killing Helm, and he was sentenced to a prison sentence of 50 years with no possible
parole.
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't now. Like, he didn't get caught yet. I'm just, there's a lot of cases, so I want to specify when, like, what cases he was convicted of with the sentence. Does that make sense? Because if I try to do it later, a bitch can't remember names. Then, in 1977, Arthur and Vernita Uswell. Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's right. They were killed by Engelman at their farmhouse near Edwards, Illinois. Arthur having been shot in, I keep wanting to say Vernita. I don't know if that's right. It seems wrong. Arthur having been shot and Vernita being bashed to death 17 months after Engelman murdered the Guswell's son, Ronald, in East St. Louis, Illinois, in order for his widow, Barbara Guswell Boyle, to claim millions in life insurance that she had taken out on her husband, Ronald, who was their sole heir to parents' oil business.
Yeah. He must have been boning all these chicks.
I don't know.
Or did they find him from a friend of a friend?
They were probably his dentist.
This is the craziest story. I don't even understand.
Honestly, they would like, you know how the dentist always tries to talk to you when you have everything in your mouth?
I'm so confused. He's like, how are you? Oh, you want me to kill them? And you're like, ah.
They're like, no, no, no. This is how it goes. I noticed you grind your teeth. Are you stressed? Is it your spouse that's causing your stress? I'm fine. You said he's annoying? Your bill's $300 today, but we can get that wiped. It's gonna be a root canal, so it's gonna be a little bit more. And I think you might need
dentures.
No, the other one.
Braces.
I'm sorry.
I'm just like, what the fuck?
We gonna brace yourself for some money.
That's the one thing about true crime for me is like,
sometimes it's fucking bonkers.
Like, sometimes you're watching a show and you're just like, how does this? I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Me too.
Because you're like, how do you even have that conversation?
Anyway, so
an advertisement on the wall. It's like, need a root canal? I'm the man. Need to kill your spouse? Also, I'm the man.
We do husband extractions. I'm sorry. It's so good. I'm sorry. I'm crying. Boyle collected approximately $340,000 in life insurance policy, which is equivalent to $1.7 million in 2023, following her husband's murder. Boyle was convicted in her husband's murder, but was acquitted of killing his parents. She was subsequently Subsequently. I don't fucking know. Okay, I have a glare on my iPad, so I feel trying to stay close to the mic, but also trying to read. Sentenced to 50 years in prison for the murder of her husband, she was released from Dwight Correctional Center on October 10th, 2009. Robert Handy, the accomplice, pled guilty to conspiring to commit the three Guswell killings and was sentenced to 14 years and served his time in prison. Engelman confessed to the three killings while in prison. He later pled guilty to the murders and received three life terms without parole. Then the next one, in 1980, Sophie Marie Barrera, owner of South Louis Dental Laboratory.
So it is through work.
I'm fucking smart. I knew that, but I told you that wall.
That's freaking weird.
Tooth extractions, husband extractions.
I'm afraid to like even tell my boss anything. Imagine telling him to kill your husband.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that.
Probably my trauma. Because I've been going to therapy.
Not fucking therapy.
And she's just basically like, it's you. It's definitely you.
You're the problem.
You're the problem.
It's you.
I'm like, ow, that hurts.
Next time you go on therapy, you're like, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Literally, yeah, because I'm like, what is going on?
And Engelman owed over $14,000, equivalent to $52,000 in 2023, was killed in a car bomb explosion. On the 25th of September, 1980, a jury in federal court found Engelman guilty of mail fraud and conspiracy to commit mail fraud in the murder of Barrera. So basically, he owed her money because she was a laboratory.
Oh, okay.
He was sentenced to 30 years in prison for these charges in a later trial. Engelman was also convicted of damaging a vehicle in interstate commerce by means of an explosive also related to Barrera's death. So he blew up her car.
Why does this sound like it's
so chaotic? Like
Western or something. I don't know. It's just so
why is he using why the fuck is he using explosives?
It's just crazy. Is this the 80s, the 70s and 80s?
Yes.
That's not that long ago.
It's 58 to the 80s.
That literally sounds like
we're in fucking 1812.
Yeah. What's going on?
I'm just so confused. Okay, this is my theory. I just don't understand why the fuck you would use explosives if you don't want to get caught.
Actually, that's a perfect way not to get caught, no?
It's the most chaotic. And the bitch was driving. Sorry, Sophie was driving. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good idea. Instead of just being like, oh, they went missing, and then I killed them, and then whatever. No, it's she was driving down the freeway, and whoop-bam!
That's weird.
It's just chaotic to me. He is convicted of damaging a vehicle in the interstate commerce by a means of explosive, and also in relation to Barrera's death. He also had 30 years added to his sentence and was accused of the murder of Barrera's son, Frederick. Engelman was also convicted in state court of capital murder of killing Barrera, receiving a life sentence with no possibility of parole for 50 years after jurors spared him a death sentence. He did get the death sentence.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I lied. A parole of 50 years after jurors spared him of a death sentence. You're right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Where was this again?
Illinois.
Are they not a death sentence? Is that why?
No, they gave him, they spared him. For who knows what fucking reason. And then in March 1990.
White male.
Probably.
With a good reputation.
Yeah. They probably are like, he was a local servant to the community. He took away all your problems, cavities, root canals, husbands, did it all.
And if he survives, he could do all the dental work in the prisons as well.
Exactly.
Just kidding. They're like, your job is not the laundry. It's not the kitchen.
It's the infirmary.
It's the infirmary. Yeah, you're the dentist.
You're the dentist. In March 1999, Engelman, who was 72 at the time, was pronounced dead at the infirmary of the Jefferson City Correctional Center, where he had a history of treatment for diabetes. A spokesperson for the center said his death had been anticipated.
Got the diabetes?
Diabetes.
Interesting.
This case could have been a lot longer, but I had to sum it up, because if I went into detail on every single, like super detail in every single case, we'd be here all day. So I try to make it as simple as possible. Just did the facts, did the research.
Yeah.
So this case, I turned it into a shorter one. So what do you think about the explosives?
I told you what I think is a great idea. But that could just be me. I don't know.
So you're telling me.
I want to know what everybody else thinks, because I think it's smart.
You're a dumb bitch. With all due respect.
It might be the American in me, the 4th of July.
Not the 4th of July.
Explosion.
I just don't think it's a good idea because I feel like it draws so much attention.
But like in a well in the middle of nowhere.
No, that one's smart. That's pretty smart. Nobody's going to check inside of
a... I don't know who the hell did it. There weren't just cameras in the parking lots back then.
Yes, but also like the car, you have to plant it.
But you could just pretend that's your own car that you're working on.
In the middle of a parking lot at work?
Yeah. Oh, don't mind me. My battery's dead. Nobody pays attention to that kind of shit, especially, I think, back then. Now
you can't open hoods the way you could, too. That's true.
Pop that bitch open, shove it in there right quick.
Because now my car, if the car's not unlocked, you can't even open the gas tank.
Yeah, but back then?
Nah, that shit was just like, bust that pussy open.
Yeah.
And add some explosives.
It's easy.
It's crazy. All of it's crazy. I think that's probably why he didn't commit suicide. Because dentists commit suicide. And he was just killing everybody's husband.
So he was happy. He was rich. He was like, I love this.
He must have been fucking rich.
But I'm like, how do you even pull that life insurance policy and then get it all taken out to cash and then pay him cash?
I don't know.
I always wonder how that kind of stuff works because...
You know probably what they would do? This makes the most sense to me. They'd probably kill the husband and then be like, oh, I'm going to get cash because I'm doing renovations on my house. I'm really depressed. I'm sad. I can't live in my house like this.
Right.
The widow.
I want to change it.
I need a fresh start. Every time I'm here, I'm just sad.
Right.
And then you take all the money out and then give him the money, do a little bit of renovation. So it's not suspicious.
Right.
That would make the most sense to me because nobody's going to question the widow.
That makes sense. Unless you're just like, can I open another bank account? And you just put all the money in the other bank account.
That would be suspicious.
And then if you say you're the boyfriend.
Yes. All these people were married for. But I just couldn't imagine being married for 6 months and then just be like, well, we're going to kill his ass.
Seems like a short amount of time.
Like, girl, just leave him.
You're like, honeymoon phase is over. He's dead.
He's dead. Now I have a spare bedroom because he had an office.
Just weird.
Not no mo. Had your kids, had your wife, had your husband.
Weird.
Yeah, it's all wild to me.
Especially being a dentist. I don't know.
Honestly, I find it really stupid that he owed the laboratory $52,000.
Especially since he had all this money.
Yeah, what the fuck was he doing?
Just pay the lab.
Girl, it's not hard. And that's another thing. For money laundering, he can use the dentist lab.
That's true.
But I don't even think it was regulated like it is now. Now you own a business, the government's so far up your ass, they're basically running it with you.
Right.
Every part of a business.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, he was not the smartest.
I mean, obviously he got caught, so.
But I also think he got caught for just being a dumb bitch. Because they looked into the explosion of the car.
But how did they trace it back to
him? It was just said that his evidence is a little, to me, it felt like it was circumstantial. But apparently he was seen purchasing the explosives and potentially planting the explosives. But that was what Google said.
So you're right. It was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Not a dumb bitch. You think we can get away with murder, you and me?
No.
Yeah, we're sloppy. We can't even fucking get away with.
Maybe if you live in a different state where there's less people. But in California, living in an apartment?
Yeah, we'd be fucked. I don't understand. I just don't understand how you would transfer a dead body.
Plus, we buy everything on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, we'd be fucked.
Or you go into the store and then there's cameras in the store.
You'd have to like...
I think it would just have to be a random in an alley with no weapon.
Alleys are starting to have cameras now.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you would even get away with murder these
Honestly,
days.
Maybe a forest.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you'd be able to live where we live in a busy city.
No, we'd be... There's so many cops now, like at night, like...
Maybe if you were like Stephen Avery and had a whole car lot to yourself or something.
It's true. I just don't get it. I don't understand how people get away with murder. I also don't understand. I also don't understand why people commit murder. I'm a hot mess.
We would never.
No, I know.
But when you look at it in the way of how would you get away with murder?
We're not very good at this.
It just seems, I don't see how it's possible.
It's not.
Unless, like I said, you live in a rural area.
And I'm a bad liar.
Me too. They'd be like, did you do it?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No.
Bitch. The cops are like, what? All right, we got to wrap this up because we're at a tangent.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to my story. Please subscribe, follow, hit us up on. Take it away because I can't fucking talk.
Let us know on Instagram if you think explosive words. If explosives were a good idea.
Never mind. It looks like I'm taking it back. Just hit us up on everything, okay? And then until next time, make sure you wash your hands after cutting chicken. Bye!